about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. The hot summer night feel like a mist. I got a
Can you hear me? How you doing over there? Don, can't hear you. How you doing out there? Well, Don, you there? Oh, we're live. Oh, that's awesome. All right, great. I love starting a show that way. How y'all doing? All right. Yeah, I'm still sick. I apologize. So maybe my ears are out of it. I can't hear anything. And you know, I actually know how I got. I know the patient. I know the patient that got me sick. I remember seeing the patient. Bastard. I should charge him twice, to be honest. You know, it's really not his fault. He came in. He was coughing and spewing. It's not his fault. And the worst part about it is the patient before him, you know, while we were going through all these coughs and colds, the patient before him was going, you know, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you never get sick. You never call in sick. You know, and I go, I must just have a great immunity, you know, and I should have knocked on wood. I forgot to knock on wood. I know. I should have knocked on wood. I go, you know what? I must have built up an immunity. And then this guy comes in. I mean, I guess he's a nice guy, but boy, did he do me in. I've had this cold now for 10 days, but this is why I really can't blame him. All right. I thought it was viral. And I'm like, I'm not going to take an antibiotic. I'm not going to go see my friend, doctor friend, get an antibiotic. No. You know, I'm against overuse of antibiotics. I'm against it. But I was telling myself, really, should I try knocking it out? And I'm like, no. You know, I need to practice what I preach. I'm not going to run and get an antibiotic just because I'm coughing up green sputum. Just because I have a fever. Just because I think I'm, you know, dropping a lung with pneumonia. Okay. It could be viral, a viral bronchitis. You will fight this on your own. I'm Dr. Dahlia. I should have a super immune system, right? Okay? I got a super show. Why don't I have a super immune system? And then I woke up in so much pain, couldn't breathe, was wheezing, and I had a sinus infection. Now, again, that still should be viral, okay? Bacteria usually hit one spot. This is why we doctors, get yelled at for overprescribing antibiotics. If you have multiple symptoms, viruses do that. If you get a cold, if you get a flu, you have multiple symptoms, right? Okay, because that's what viruses do. Viruses cause a whole plethora. If I could use a large vocabulary word, plethora. I love the word plethora because it hides my lisp. Plethora, right? Okay? You have a plethora of thickness. Anyway, so, I'm like, okay, well, it's still viral. Yet, for me, I guess I was just getting worse and worse badly. So I got prescribed an antibiotic, but by the time I started to take it, I know it was late. And here I am 10 days later, and I am still coughing up a lung. But what's really bad about this cough is this is the type of cough where when you cough, you pee on yourself. I mean, that's how bad and deep and guttural the cough is, which is why I'm really ticked off at this patient. I know. And yes, I'm going to let him. I mean, that's what I do. I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to let them in. I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, doctors aren't supposed to complain about their patients. Oh, you really? Are you that naive? Yeah, I complain. I don't make fun of my patients. There's no reason to make fun of my patients. No, not at all. But, I mean, if I'm going to get sick by a patient, oh, you're going to hear about it. Oh, you are going to. Now, I'm not telling you his name. I'm not telling you what gender he is. Okay? We're really protecting his he's anonymous. Okay? But, damn. Man, I mean, I got things to see and people to do. I'm a busy girl. I don't have time to be sick. And I can't be lowering my ratings anymore. They're lowered. Now, okay, we got a lot to talk about on today's show besides my mucus. Apparently, Some of you are very concerned about the safety of dating websites, and many of you are on dating websites. So we're going to talk about possibly safe choices, how to handle the dating websites, and I want to hear from you guys. What are your favorite dating websites? What have you heard good things about? What have you heard bad things about? I didn't realize how many of my listeners are single. Don't tell my husband because, you know, he'll probably be like, wait a second here. Okay, you got a lot of single men listening to you. Who knew? But a lot of you guys are back there out on the dating field, so we need to investigate that and see what you guys are doing and get some advice from you all on that, because unfortunately I'm not on any dating websites. I've been married. You know, I would love to research dating websites and, you know, kind of do a covert, undercover type of reporting type of thing, but my husband would probably get very mad going, wait a second, what are you doing here with this profile, and who's Dirk? Okay. Got to be very careful if a guy befriends me by the name of Dirk. Yeah, I always tell my husband I had a boyfriend named Dirk. Here's the secret, though. I never really had a boyfriend named Dirk. I don't think I've dated a Dirk. I mean, I've dated a lot of guys. I don't remember many of their names, but I'm pretty sure I never dated a Dirk. But whenever my husband gets mad, I'll quote Dirk. We talked about that yesterday. Remember in a fight? You know, if I really want to throw some artillery at my husband, I'll quote Dirk. You know, he gets so mad, you know, and defensive about that. But that's just between you and me. Dirk was fake. It's a fake boyfriend. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk about another antibiotic linked to heart disease. We're also going to talk about vasectomy. I guess March Madness, many of you guys are getting vasectomies, so we need to talk about that. More scoop on energy drinks. I don't know if you guys want to even hear about that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 18, okay, fix your radios, people. 1-877-DOC-DALY. One of you wrote me, kind of creepy, saying, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you bring up a lot of personal information, and thank you for revealing so much, but you've never talked about your first time. You've always stopped short about your first time. Well, the reason why I've never talked to you all about my first time is, number one, it's none of your business. I mean, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, teach you academic type stuff. It's a very academic type show, so it's none of your business. But number two is, I really don't remember much about my first time. I don't remember much about my first time. Now, my 11th birthday party the next day, that was fun. That I remember. Okay, enough said. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials on this beautiful Friday. I mean, it's beautiful where I live, except for the damn cold. Thank you. Was it Bob who called in telling me to try colloidal silver? I know. Y'all are talking. I guess there's a commercial that plays during my show. I don't know much about the colloidal silver. I mean, honestly, if I was around any type of silver, I would probably be hawking it because we got, you know, rent to pay. But thank you for, he liked the way I looked on Pawn Stars. Ah, you're so sweet. I'm so glad you guys watch Pawn Stars. Yeah, I'm not sure when the next episode I'm in is going to air, but make sure you, watch for that. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about in this next segment. Dating websites. What dating websites seem to be safe? What dating websites are out there? What should you be doing for your safety if you are online dating? This is a huge subject. I mean, I remember in the 70s and 80s, there would be this huge stigma attached to people putting an ad in the Penny Saver, you know, to find a date, or weren't there like these dating ads, like classified ads for people wanting to date? And I never really thought it should be stigmatized, because how many people want to go to a bar or a discotheque, disco, you know, I mean, how many of us want to, you know, do that to meet somebody? So I was always wondering, what do new divorcees or whatever do, you know, to meet people? Well, now it's becoming very commonplace to meet people online. Now, guys, keep in mind my website not an online dating. I'm not looking for anybody. I'm married. So I get asked out a lot on my website. And guys, don't let the picture deceive you. Okay? I think the picture might have been photoshopped a little bit. I really don't look like that, okay? I'm not that sexy. Okay? So no, please don't, because my husband's gonna make me go off air if he thinks I'm getting hit on all the time. So yeah, I mean, you know, Don I think is single. I don't have a picture of Don. If you want a picture of Don, you got to ask Don. You got to call in 1-877-DOLLY. See if Don will give permission for me to put his picture on there. All right. Yeah. Oh, the guys at GCN, very, very handsome for you ladies out there. But no, don't be asking me out. My website is not an online dating website. Okay. So quickly, let's just kind of review. What are the top most popular dating websites? All right. According to... Gosh, there's so many different ranking systems. I guess, you know, in this particular one from eBiz MBA Rank, I don't really know too much about that site. They say the number one is Match.com. Then there's something called Plenty of Fish. Then there's Zoosk. Zoosk? No, it's not a drink. It's a website. eHarmony. SinglesNet.com. OkCupid. True. Live, Love, Learn. That's another dating website. ChristianMingle.com, Cupid.com, Date Hookup, Chemistry.com. See, Chemistry.com, I could see myself going to that website because I really did chemistry. I aced organic chemistry. Friend Finder, Date.com, JDate. JDate, that's pretty big with Jews. It's very hard when you're Jewish trying to find another Jew. Okay, oh, no jokes. No, I don't want to hear no Jew jokes. Come on, guys, no. But anyway, so JDate's a great place for Jews to find other Jews, and Lava Life. Okay, now we got some interesting dating websites. I'm actually for dating websites. I really am. Okay, because I've had family members, I've had friends that met people online. But I want to hear from you guys. Which dating website is your favorite? What success have you had? What failures? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We've got James on the line. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to let you know, I met my current wife online about 13 years ago. This really? Was back before the dating sites became prevalent. It was basically a chat site. I can't even really remember the name. It was even before pictures could pop up in web chat.
Wow.
And she's from New Zealand.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, she came over to meet some of the friends that she made online in the chat room because we get on a regular basis, almost like a, like IRC-type chat, the old-fashioned chat.
Yeah.
And she came over and she visited a few people and then she got to me when I was in Oregon. And it was kind of, I had just recently been divorced. It was.
Oh, did we lose you? Oh, we lost you. Yeah, New Zealand women are sexy. See if he calls back. That's kind of interesting. I love hearing these stories. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't really remember how it was. I remember having Netscape as one of my first internet. I think we had AT&T WorldNet, unless that was my email. And then we had Netscape. And there was a Physicians Online type of chat room. You couldn't chat in real time. You would ask other people questions. But doctors, you know, you always assume the doctor, not that I was trying to date anybody, I was already engaged. But that was probably the first time I was able to engage with somebody online. Hold on a second. Don's trying to tell me. Is James, you back?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, this is like you said, you know, it's back in the early days of chat and stuff. But I guess what I'm looking for now is to find a website, kind of like a dating site, but somewhere where you can trade in the old wife for a new one. I'd like to do that because I told her after 13 years she's got some miles on her. I better start looking for a new car.
That is horrible. Thank you, James. That is horrible. No, you cannot trade in the old life for a new one. Okay, but this is a great transition. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What dating websites have you guys had success with? What have you had failures with? But let's look at some of these interesting websites. We covered this about a year and a half ago. Very interesting. I guess if you are into Apple, I believe there's a website called Cupid Tino. I guess it's Mac-inspired, and you are able to hook up with other people that are into Apple. I guess that's really good, because if you're like somebody that's really into computers and you think you're kind of geeky, there are people that are really into geeks, and they really find them sexy. And I'm not saying geeks in a bad term. You know, these computer geeks or whatever. I honestly, there is nothing more sexy than somebody who could fix your computer. You know, when you are a damsel in distress. So for those of you guys that think you got a bad rap because you really know computers and you're able to fix a computer. No, you have no idea. You are in the new wave of sexy men. You are. Now, this website is called Diaper. This is, I think, reported by Huffington Post. Diaper Mates. They say Diaper Mates claims to be a forum where people interested in wearing adult-sized diapers or makeshift diapers could share photos. I don't know why you would want to date somebody that, I guess, wears an adult diaper. Then there's something called 420 Dating. Why Toke Alone? It's supposed to be smoker-friendly singles. All right? But you're not supposed to smoke illicit drugs, I guess. Zombie Harmony. Zombie Harmony, I guess, those are for people who are really into the whole zombie thing. And you don't want to go through the apocalypse alone. They say Zombie Harmony. The Atlas Sphere. This is a group of people that I guess can meet other people that are enthusiasts for Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged and the Fountainhead. Do you guys know what that is? I don't know much about it, but I guess there's a group that do. Now, many of you guys are into vampires. Okay, I understand True Blood. I watch True Blood. Right? I think Eric is very sexy. Most vampires, though, don't look like Eric. Let me just tell you that right now. But I guess Vampire Passions is a dating site and social network where people that are into vampirism, I guess, can meet. Pounced is, I guess, it hooks up artists and writers and publishers and, I guess, people who dress in fur suits as a job. Darwin Dating. Darwin Dating requests that only good-looking individuals join and mingle. They ban people with acne, sweat stains, bad noses, or sagging body parts. And I guess members will rate your hotness on a scale of, I can't use the word, one is dirty, to awesome. Then there's a place called the Ugly Bug Ball. The Ugly Bug Ball is, I guess, supposed to be for people who are considered ugly. I really don't understand why anybody would go to that website, but I guess. Then Farmers Only. Farmers are sexy. Farmers Only is a dating website for farmers, ranchers, agricultural students, rodeo enthusiasts. Oh, find me a cowboy. I'm married. But before I was married, find me a cowboy. I really dig cowboys. Yeah, and truckers. And cops. Oh, I love. Oh, you know what? EMTs. Yeah. Yeah, EMTs. I'm sorry. Yeah, ear, nose, and throat doctors is not as sexy. Okay, livestock owners, animal lovers, farmersonly.com, and wealthy men. Wealthy men connects wealthy men and attractive women. Male members have to earn at least $100,000 a year, and they offer women a sugar daddy option. Meet an inmate. You could connect with attractive incarcerated men or women. Tallfriends.com and Star Trek, if you're into Star Trek. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about safety. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as you can see from the previous segment, there are tons of different dating websites out there. If you're interested, I guess, in like World of Warcraft or video games, you could find somebody that's interested in them too. Now, one of you had told me that, or written me that some of these more esoteric websites will actually help you glean out perpetrators. One big concern people have of these dating websites is there could be some bad guys or bad girls on them. There's a lot of different scams out there. One of my patients met somebody online And he got caught up in helping, you know, her out with her kid and sending her money, etc. And for some reason, she wiped out his bank account. I don't know if it was an identity theft type of issue. I really wasn't able to get too much of the details. He was crying, and I couldn't get too much of the details. But there are scam artists out there, which you need to be careful of. So some of you had told me that, you know, going to these websites where it's like Star Trekkies or these smaller types of dating websites, true, there may not be that much of a pool of people, but you know, if you are, you know, are like really into World of Warcraft, and there's a girl that's out there into World of Warcraft, those sites aren't really where many of these perpetrators could be. I mean, I'd still say be careful. You know, be extremely careful on any of them, because I mean, we need to be careful even if we're on Facebook or if we're on Twitter. You always need to watch out, and that's why we're opening up today's discussion as to, you know, what success stories have you had out there, which dating site, and any failures or anything that you have come across that could be pretty dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many webs like Match.com offer safety tips. Many of these websites offer safety tips. One called DateSafely.com. This is kind of interesting. You know, they suggest to get an anonymous email account. Never post your real name anywhere online. They say remove it from chat programs and email accounts. If you need to get one, they say use Yahoo or Hotmail. Get an anonymous email account. Now, again, this is kind of difficult for me to talk about because I don't go on these sites, so I'm not really sure how that works. I mean, how do you date anonymously? I mean, would anybody even be interested in you if you're using a fake name? And then when do you bring up that it's been a fake name the whole time? But I do like the idea of you at first, when you're, you know, testing out the waters, you know, being careful and protecting yourself. So that does make sense. They also say take time. They say nothing will give you a better perspective than time. You know, I mean, has the date, has the person you met online changed their mood? Has their language changed? You know, you don't have to jump and meet that person the next day, all right? If the person's interested in you, they'll wait. You know how our parents used to tell us you don't have to sleep with him right away? If they were really interested in you, that wait. I never got dumped so fast during my high school and college years. I'm like, my mama said you'd wait for me till I'm ready to have sex or till I want to get married. Oh, I was dumped left and right. All right, but when it comes to online dating, why not? Okay, let them wait. I mean, if they're in that much of a hurry to find somebody, you know, that could kind of be a red flag, okay? You know, if you're like, you know, look, why don't we meet? You know, I'm free in April. Let's talk until then. You know, just kind of, you know, yeah. Okay, they say to get a phone number. Okay, you don't want to just do online chatting. You want to hear the voice. You want to hear what's going on in the background, all right? You know the song Smack My Witch Up, right? I can't say the full word. Smack My Witch Up. Okay, if they have that song going on in the background with the real words, okay, yes, it's a cool song. It is. It's a cool song. But, you know, you may, you know, he may not be Prince Charming. All right, and guys, too, you know, if you hear the ladies in the background, I don't know what kind of music they have in the background that could kind of turn you off. Guys get turned on a lot easier. All right, but they say, you know, see if you hear children, you know, pets in the background. If he says he's single and you hear kids, you know, daddy, daddy, okay, that could be an issue. Okay, they say make sure you use block caller ID. Okay, because, you know, again, you want to protect yourself. They say verify the phone number. Okay, if you get a phone number and you want to make sure this person is who she is or who he is, you could call directory assistance if your date's number. But see, most of us are unlisted now. I don't know how that would work. But I mean, if it's unlisted, I guess you can't. They also say when you do call, try to call at unanticipated times. If this person you're dating online now, okay, and you're soon to meet, they should be pretty excited. Right? Because you know, it's a new relationship, they're excited, but if they seem upset, that you now we're not talking 2 a.m. but I mean if they think you always call at 5 o'clock after work and you decide to have a little nooner session on the phone, not sex, but you know, just to call at noon, they should be happy. If they look a little upset, okay, that may kind of be a red red flag. You know, if they are a family man or family woman, they got family, they got kids, you know, ask them for a photo and see if it matches their story. This is according to this one website. All right. Then this is though confusing me. It's saying you need to get a physical address. Okay. Use a physical address. The problem is if I'm telling you this, I don't want you to give out your address. So, it's great if that other person is more revealing. But if both of you guys are about to go online dating and you end up online dating each other after listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, no one's going to give up any information. So this is kind of tough. Okay. Now, ask about previous relationships. Were they married? Were they long-term? How did they end? Did somebody kill another person? You know, what happened? Okay. Who cheated on who, etc. Now, when it comes time to dating, and we've talked about this, don't go alone. I would say double date, okay? Plan a double date, or don't have it a date as the first meeting. Say, look, you know what? I'm going to be at a party. I'm going to be going to the movie with my friends, etc. Come. Don't do it alone. There's not a lot of reason why the first date has to be alone. Now, if the other person insists and says, you know, it's going to be very hard because, you know, how can I cop a feel if you know, nah, I'm not your type. Not your type. Even if you really, really want that type of thing. You know, it's been a while. Nah. You really don't have to do any lovey-dovey type stuff on the first date. You know, tell them, look, I have to go to a, what are those things that art people go to where there's like a showing of art? I mean, be careful, because if you're really not into art, you don't want to pretend like you are, because that could turn them off. But I mean, you know, pick something that's a public thing. You know, there's this fundraiser, there's a carnival, there's whatever. Do that. Make sure it's a public place. Have some other friends around. Not too bad. Use common sense. Just, you know, listen to your spidey sense. If your spidey sense says something, but you're like, no, look, I'm desperate. I really want somebody. I'm not going to be too picky. No. Use your spidey sense. Your body is a lot smarter than you are. And if somebody gives you the heebie-jeebies, I can't tell you, every guy I dated that gave me the heebie-jeebies ended up being bad news. I have amazing spidey sense. I even got some Incredible Hulk in me. Thank God for that. So I got some sort of guardian angel. Listen to that, okay? Just because they're really sexy. Now, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true, okay? If the guy looks like Viggo Mortensen, you know, and he's into horses, and, you know, he says that he's in love with you on the first date, that's just too good to be true. Okay, that, you know, this whole love at first sight thing happens, but nobody really talks like that. So if they talk like that, my guess is it's a line. Remember, don't leave your beverages unattended. This date rape drug is still out there. It's all over the place. You get your own drinks. Even if they're paying, go, you know what, give me the money. I'll buy my soda pop. Okay? Just give me the money. Show me the money. Okay? You know, many of you that have herpes have asked me, you know, we've talked about this on the show, when do you bring up the herpes? You know, do you bring it up on the first date? Which is why I think a dating website for people with herpes is brilliant. You know, because, I mean, herpes doesn't kill you, just the stigma's attached to it, where once you get it, you have it for life. When we come back, let me just really quickly talk about what to do if you have herpes, and then let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702- 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So really quickly, before we get into some medical headlines, one thing we review on this show is, you know, how to approach a new lover or a new person you're dating if you have a history of an STD or if you have something that is currently communicable.
And that's many of you out there, okay? A lot of you, you know, you might have had crabs. You might have had gonorrhea, chlamydia, but it's over. It's treated. That's fine. But some of you have herpes. And I get asked this all the time. See, I diagnose a lot of genital herpes because when somebody comes in saying they want an STD screen, I screen everything as long as they want it. So I'll screen for syphilis. I'll screen for HIV. I'll screen for the hepatitises, B and C, even though A is in the panel, but A is really not sexually transmitted. Hepatitis A you get from food. I screen for gonorrhea, chlamydia, and I screen for, if it's a woman, HPV. For men, we don't really do active HPV screening, but and herpes. So a lot of you, we end up diagnosing with herpes. And some of you will say, yeah, I remember, you know, every now and then I got a rash down there and it hurts. And, you know, even though there's some more specific ways to diagnose herpes, if you have a lesion, we could actually sometimes do a viral culture of it. But the problem is when I diagnose somebody with herpes and they didn't realize they had it, some of them go, well, now what do I do? Okay, now, herpes doesn't kill you. It can be dangerous to a pregnant woman who is delivering a baby, and it could be dangerous to the baby as it's delivered and coming out of the vaginal canal. But for the most part, if you have herpes, we really haven't seen it kill you. Not like hepatitis could, not like HIV could, not like syphilis, all right, especially if it's a neurosyphilis could. So, I mean, when it comes to herpes, you know, the stigma that's attached with it is more, all right, well, it's an STD that you have for life. All right, but it, you know, having herpes doesn't kill you. So a lot of times, what we'll do is we'll check the partner, or we'll check the husband, or check the wife. They've been exposed to herpes. Well, no big deal. If the husband or wife both have herpes, okay, I mean, no big deal. They're sleeping together. They're in a monogamous relationship. Most of them, they really don't care, you know, whether they get an outbreak or not. But where it's difficult is if you're out there and you're dating. Okay, and so one of the number one questions I get asked about STDs is not, what should I do? I got gonorrhea. What should I do? It's, you know, I have herpes. When do I bring it up? Okay, now, some of you won't want to bring it up on the first date. And the reason why, I apologize, my cold is really kicking in. The reason why you don't want to bring it up on the first date is you think the person's going to walk. So, strategically, you think, well, maybe I need to spring it on him. But again, we've talked about herpes a lot on the show. You got to be careful. Because if you do have any sort of sexual encounter, they could come back and sue you. Okay, we see that all the time, right? Some big wigs from California, Hollywood type people come into Vegas, sleep with somebody, that person claims they gave them herpes, and they win a lot of money. So your STD status is kind of important. And I apologize for those of you that listen to my show. I'm repeating the subject. It's just, this is a subject you guys keep asking me about, and we got a lot of new listeners, so I want to make sure we cover it. So I would say be open about it. But, okay, if you're going to be open and honest, be honest, okay? If you haven't had an outbreak in 20 years, and your blood test is showing that you have antibodies because you made antibodies in 20 years, then you could honestly say that. You don't have to go, hi, I have herpes, see ya. Get from your medical provider the truth about what your current status is. When you do a blood test for herpes, and you do an IgG, which are the antibodies that are the older antibodies that you make, those IgG antibodies you could have made as a child. You could have, you know, made since high school. And here you are, 45 years old, you know, faced with the idea, do I have to say I have active herpes? Now, can herpes live that long in you latently? Yeah, absolutely. Can you still pass herpes? True. You can. You know, it's very hard for us to quantitate or count, but we assume if you have herpes and you've been exposed to herpes, you could have active virus. And then what we do is we could put you on an antiviral to hopefully decrease shedding. But the problem with herpes is we never know if you're gonna shed it. But you could be honest about that. You don't have to say, hi, I have herpes, you know, and the person walks. You could say, look, I've been told I've been exposed to herpes. You know, I don't remember having any outbreaks, or I think the last outbreak I had was over 20 years ago. So as far as me and my doctor are concerned, we don't think I have it active, but since we don't know, I want to make sure I protect you. I want to make sure you get checked, you get screened, because if you were exposed and I was exposed, okay, maybe we could relax a little. But if you haven't been exposed, I just want to be honest, okay? I haven't had an outbreak, but my blood test shows I got positive antibodies, okay? Or do you want to come with me to my doctor? you know, before we take that next step, do you want to come with me to my doctor? Now, if this person likes you and cares about you and wants to take that step, then great. All right? Now, some of you will say, well, then, Dahlia, not on the first date. I can't talk about this on the first date. I should wait till they fall in love with me. I don't know. I can't say that. Okay? I don't want to say that. I don't want anybody feeling duped. All right? I think honesty is the best policy. But if you're going to be honest, then be really honest. Okay? If you don't really understand what your herpes status could be, talk to your doctor. And then ask your doctor, what would you recommend? Okay? But I always tell people, next time you come in to see me, bring your potential partner. So I can answer any questions and tell you guys what to do to protect yourself. Can a lady have non-active herpes? You force her to have active herpes, and then if she wants to have a baby, it could be dangerous? True. That could happen. So all these different scenarios could happen. But what I find amazing is your soon-to-be sexual partner a lot of times was exposed to herpes themselves. So a lot of your worry and fears could actually be quelled by making sure they get checked. And by the way, make sure they get checked. What if they have hepatitis? What if they have syphilis? So I don't think it's a bad idea for you guys to make one of your dates a date to the doctor. Honestly, we really should do that. I mean, everybody thinks a date has to be romantic. No, dates don't have to be romantic. Going to, you know, many people, they go to the Dr. Dahlia clinic, right? Okay, right? They come and see me, both the husband and wife, they're fasting. They get their blood work done, and I go, now go take her for a really yummy breakfast or lunch. You know, not all dates have to be, you know, romantic. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another antibiotic has been studied, even though many of us doctors have already been aware of this. But what's unique about this is they say clarithromycin. Now, clarithromycin is better known as Bioxin brand name. Clarithromycin is in the Z-Pak family, but many people don't like clarithromycin because it could give you a metallic taste in the mouth. Well, today's news said it could increase risk of heart problems in those of you that have emphysema or COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. British researchers looked at data with 1,300 patients that had worsening COPD and pneumonia. Clarithromycin is a fantastic antibiotic, but they found that those people who received it ended up having a heart problem within the next year, at least 12% of those people. Now, heart problems could be anything with whether it's, it doesn't go into detail. So heart problems could be anywhere from coronary artery disease to an arrhythmia. They're not going into too many details, but if you do have a vulnerable heart condition and you do have COPD, you may want to talk to your doctor about that. Now, I see some of you guys calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we go into the next hour, we're going to be talking about salt. Apparently, many of our toddlers' foods are really high in salt, and a study has come out in terms of adults. They say 2.3 million deaths are occurring worldwide because of our salt intake. So we're going to be talking about salt intake, how much salt is in our foods, what you should be eating in terms of salt. And I got a really cool story. Apparently, a daughter of somebody who fought in the Civil War, an 83-year-old autistic woman, is still receiving benefits. The government is still paying her $876 a year because her father fought in the Civil War. And she's 83 years old. Don't go away. I see you guys on the line. We'll get to your calls in a second. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.